here is your official National Weather Service forecast for Dawson and Gosford counties, including Cozad, Overton, and Johnson Lake. This afternoon, blustery, sunny, very cold, highs around 10. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to around 35 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, bitterly cold, lows around 6 below. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour in the evening, then becoming light. Wind chill readings around 21 below. Friday, sunny, not as cold. Highs around 30. South winds around 10 miles per hour, then becoming 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Friday night, clear, not as cold. Lows around 15. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the upper 30s. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of snow. Lows around 16. Sunday, partly cloudy with a 50% chance of snow. Colder. Highs in the lower 20s. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 8. Monday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow. Highs in the upper 20s. Monday night, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow. Lows around 13. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of snow. Highs in the upper 20s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 11. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 30s. At 1 p.m. at Lexington Jim Kelly Field, it was fair. The temperature was 9, with a dew point of minus 4, and the relative humidity at 55%. The wind was northwest, at 21 miles an hour, gusting to 32, producing a wind chill of minus 10, and the pressure was 30.21 inches, and steady. At North Platte Regional Airport, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 9, with a dew point of minus 4, and the relative humidity at 55%. Night. Gusting to 33, producing a wind chill of minus 12, and the pressure was 30.21 inches, and steady. Elsewhere near the listening area, at Holdridge, it was sunny, with a temperature of 9. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 11 at Kearney, and 10 at McCook. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 6 at Broken Bow, and 6 at Orne. Elsewhere in central and western Nebraska, it was sunny, with a temperature of 9 at Grand Island, 3 at Sidney, and 6 at Scotts Bluff. At Hastings, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 11. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 2 at Valentine, and 2 at O'Neill. In eastern Nebraska, and Omaha, blowing snow was reported, with a temperature of 8. In Lincoln, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 10. At York, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 9. At Norfolk, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 3. Across northern Kansas, it was sunny, with a temperature of 14 at Phillipsburg, and 4 at Goodland. At Concordia, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 13. And around the region, at Cheyenne, it was sunny, with a temperature of 8. At Denver, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 7. At Wichita, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 18. At Kansas City, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 13. At Des Moines, snow and blowing snow were reported, with a temperature of 9. Again, at 1 p.m. near the listening area, the temperatures were 9 degrees. At Holdridge, it was sunny. At North Platte, it was partly sunny. At Lexington, it was fair. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas. For today and tonight, the greater concern through tonight will be bitterly cold wind chills. Values this morning will average between minus 15 and minus 30 degrees, coldest in Nebraska areas. Wind chills will not improve much this afternoon, and then tonight, they will again average between minus 10 and minus 25 degrees across most of the outlook area, coldest in Nebraska counties. A wind chill advisory is in effect for all local Nebraska counties through tonight, where values of minus 20 or colder are most favored. Please refer to the advisory message for more details. And now the extended outlook for the period Friday through Wednesday. A wind chill advisory remains in effect through noon Friday for all local Nebraska counties. Please please refer to the advisory message for more details. Wind chills will also be cold in north central Kansas Friday morning, but should only average as low as 0 to minus 10 degrees. Saturday night into Sunday, the next storm system will bring a chance for accumulating snow, although it does not appear significant at this time, with amounts only up to around 1 inch possible mainly north of Interstate 80. Monday into Tuesday, a stronger low-pressure system looks to impact the area, which could bring a better chance for accumulating snow to the region. However, it is still too early to confidently assess snow amounts with this one, so please stay up to date with the latest forecasts. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed through tonight. The current time is 1:45 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is a wind chill advisory message for the following counties in Nebraska, Dawson, Gosper, and Phelps. Wind chill advisory now in effect until noon, Friday. Winter weather advisory is canceled. What? Bitter cold wind chill values expected through noon Friday. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour today, decreasing tonight. Wind chill values between 20 and 30 below zero expected. Where? Portions of south central Nebraska. When? Until noon, Friday. Additional details. The cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. A wind chill advisory means that cold air and the wind will combine to create low wind chills. Frostbite and hypothermia can occur if precautions are not taken. Make sure you wear a hat and gloves. Repeating, the wind chill advisory has been extended until noon, Friday for the following counties in Nebraska, Dawson, Gosper, and Phelps. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station KGG 99, operating on a frequency of 162.425 MHz from tower facilities near Johnson Lake, Nebraska, through a project supported by Dawson County Emergency Management and Central Public Power and Irrigation District. The station provides routine and critical weather information for the following four Nebraska counties: Dawson, Frontier, Gosper, and Phelps. Programming originates from the National Weather Service in Hastings, proudly serving south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas.